It's time once again for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Rose Wallen with the USU Extension Office in Emory County. And every year, it just seems like it gets closer and closer, and it never seems to, you know, it just seems shorter all the time. But we're ready to start talking about registration and getting ready for Master Gardener 2023. This is going to be a totally different experience this year. They feel like people really appreciate it and, you know, respond better when it's online. So we'll talk about that, how you can register, and the types of things that you will learn in the Master Gardener class. Ro, thank you so much for coming in today and talking to us.
Oh, thank you for having me.
So let's talk first and foremost, what are people going to learn in this Master Gardener class? Because this is a really great, you know, opportunity to get a lot of information about, you know, working in the, you know, working on anything from, you know, vegetable plants to flowers to trees, everything.
Yeah.
So let's talk about that.
Okay. So it is a great program. It's really, honestly, one of my favorites every year. But the Master Gardener training is 14 classes. They're about two and a half hours long. Each one, they're collegiate level, research-based training. We have myself and Steve Price in the Carbon County office, Reagan in the San Juan County office, are kind of helping spearhead this Eastern Utah group. But we have a lot of great guest speakers from the Logan campus and around the state who are going to come and do different sessions and talk about different topics. So we're going to start with basic, you know, botany, plant science. We'll talk about soils, vegetables, flowers, trees, shrubs. We'll do a little bit of landscape design, talking about maybe some basics of irrigation, pruning, greenhouses, starting seeds, just you name it, it's going to be in there.
And so once again, we're getting close to the registration, and you need to register for this one. And usually you have like in-person classes, but this year you're going to do something a little different.
We've tried a little bit of hybrid. We did all online during the pandemic. We found that people, especially in rural areas, really enjoyed it. It's evenings, so we're going to be meeting twice a week, and online gives you the chance to not drive, you know, drive into Price, we did some of them in Castledale, you know, driving and meeting together. People enjoyed staying home and not going out in the cold. So.
And so once again, this will all be online classes this year, but that means you still need to register. And
if someone wants to register,
what do they need to do?
Okay. They can go to, you can call any of our offices, but the registration is on Eventbrite, and there is a link to it on our Facebook and our webpage as well. You can find that or give us a call if you have trouble. Registration is $200 for the, which is a steal. It's a lot of time. And then we do have an early bird pricing until December 21st. It's $120. So it is a good deal if you register early.
Now, in the past, I know you guys always talk about for that $200 fee, you're going to get the 14 classes, correct?
Yes.
But you're also going to get like booklets and stuff like that. Is that going to happen with it being online this year, or how's that going to work?
We haven't decided yet, to be honest. We are in the midst of rewriting the book, and I'm hoping that it will be ready for us to have it in print for you. It may just be a digital copy as we get the new chapters written.
And not just that, though, that is yours to keep. No
yes.
matter what happens,
yeah.
it's in print or whether it's a digital,
sure.
it's going to
yeah.
be yours to keep. So you're going to get all this great reference material
yes.
when it boils down to it. So once again, when will classes start?
They start January 10th. It'll be Tuesday and Thursday evenings, 6 to 8:30. And then we typically, I'm always amazed that people stick around longer than that and still ask questions. Most of the time we end up staying a little late for as long as people have questions.
And that's that's the great thing about this class is you're going to get, all this great information. And then you have, as you said, you and Steve and Reagan from down in San Juan, at least, some nights one of you will be there every night at least.
We'll
you
be
can
there,
ask those questions.
The three of us will be there pretty much every night, whether we're in charge of the lesson or not. We'll be there to help answer questions and sort of moderate. The one thing, too, I did want to mention about the Master Gardener program, it's a great class, and people love, hopefully, learning a lot more about gardening. But it is also, we encourage volunteerism. So the Master Gardeners, to really become a Master Gardener and call yourself that, we ask that you do take what you've learned and do not a lot, but some volunteer hours in the community.
And that was the other thing, too, is do you guys still go down and do, like, things with the community gardens and those kinds of things?
We do, yes. So there will be some chances to meet us in person, but the classes themselves will be online.
Okay, so once again, you get that early bird December 21st. Is
yes.
that what it is?
Yep.
And it's $120.
Yes.
After that, it goes up to $200. And mm-hmm. then... can you register the day of the first class, or have you got a cutoff for that?
I think technically we have the Eventbrite ends, I think, on the 5th. It's a few days before class starts. But if you were to call us, and we could probably sneak you in right up until the 10th.
So if you want to sign up for this, it's the Master Gardener class for 2023. Classes will start on January 10th.
Yes.
And everything's going to be online this year. Make it a lot easier, and you can go to Eventbrite, and Brite is Brite.com. Is there anything that they will need to search when they get in there?
It is, let's see, I think it's just Southeastern Utah USU Master Gardeners.
Okay, so just search that, find the one in our area, sign up for it, and then get ready for a lot of information. This is a great class, and I always talk about taking it every year. And just because you've taken it in the past doesn't mean you can't take it again, right?
No, you're absolutely welcome to take it again. And yes.
All right. So once again, if you have any questions, you can get a hold of them at the extension offices and get ready. These classes are a lot of fun. Every time Ro and Steve come in, I get questions answered. These guys know what they're talking about. So if you have questions about it as well, they can help you with that. Ro, thank you for coming over this morning and talking to us. We really appreciate you taking
the time.
Thank
you so much for having me.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.